So I got a news article here that we can talk about. Let's see.
Can't see this.
This is from I Fucking Love Science. Okay. Staring into someone's eyes for 10 minutes can alter your conscience. So they did a study. Like so this. Basically, they had people stare into each other's eyes for 10 minutes. And then people started seeing animals, monsters, and deceased family members. A phenomenon known as the strange face illusion. But it seems that the bizarre effects are even more dramatic when the mirror is swapped for another person. So I guess if you started... I don't know, if you're looking at yourself, you don't see those things, but if you look at somebody else for 10 minutes, you go crazy.
Like you don't blink or what? Like.
I
don't know.
I think you can blink. But
well, I'm just supposed to stare into your eyes for 10 minutes.
And you'll start seeing things better than LSD, apparently.
Maybe you'll see rainbows. Yeah. Maybe you'll see rainbows like that one time Brennan got hit in the head and they saw a rainbow. And I said, well, what song were they playing? And he said, Long Live Rock and Roll.
I think, a shitty band.
Dio.
I said Dio. That study's fucked up in a way. Because I kind of believe
Who does that kind of study in the first place? 10 minutes. You're literally staring at somebody for 10 minutes, which is tough to do.
Multiple tests did this dude have to do.
Yeah. And then they had a control group and they had this group.
You record your observations. And I guess your brain is going to do that because that's what dreams are like, right? Your brains just do that.
Because you're basically daydreaming.
Yeah. Well, they also said when you're staring in that person's eyes, your eyes move just slightly and that causes enough. Like a blur or some kind of an effect where you start to see weird things into people's faces. Like it changes enough.
I get it.
After 10 minutes of doing it. Like not 2 seconds or whatever, but 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes of doing anything, you're pretty much ready to fucking kill yourself. No matter what it is.
Yeah, it goes two stages, right? Well, yeah, I don't want to do this and I love you now for that because you fall in love with somebody after like 3 minutes into it, 7 minutes into it, you want to kill them and divorce them.
What if all the people... hallucinations. Here's a coincidence. What if all the people that took the test were like really bipolar? Just out of chance and they started freaking out.
Just random chance.
Did they test all these people? Just undiagnosed
bipolar.
Undiagnosed bipolar. People that got off the street. They went to where the mental health center was and they were like, oh, let's just find people off the street. But they didn't know that was at the mental health center, so they just picked up a bunch of randoms. Yeah. They all started looking into each other's eyes and they were already doing a little bit of PCP.
Hey, you
want to
be part of a study? We'll give you 50 bucks, right? Yeah.
And the guy was like, I'm already on PCP. What should I do? Like, well, just go with it.
Yeah. Just look in this person's eyes.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah. Fuck, what I see a unicorn.
Oh my god, I see dinosaurs.
Fucking Noah's eating
a
unicorn.
Noah eating dinosaurs.
There has to be more tests on that because I've never done that. No one's ever done that.
But I'll tell you what I'll tell you something I did do. I went on the internet the other day. I was looking at Facebook and there was a moving image with lines on it and it rotated.
Oh, yeah,
below it had Van Gogh's Starry Night. So what happened was if you stared at this for a few minutes
it goes around.
And you looked at Van Gogh's Starry Night and Van Gogh's Starry Night came alive and it actually did work because it fools your brain and it fools your eyes. And I just looked at it for a couple of seconds. I looked at the Van Gogh piece first. Nothing was happening. That's what it said. And then you looked at that, looked at the moving images. It was going around in a circle and it was a bunch of lines, white and black. I looked at it and then all of a sudden the Van Gogh piece was all moving forward, back and forward.
Yeah, I
and
did
I
that.
Like, that fucking tripped me out.
There's a couple of those visual imageries I've seen on Facebook.
I mean, I was on
Facebook. That was one of them.
But that's a different story.
I was on acid, so
I was experimenting.
Things started moving towards me.
P's and R's.
I was on a little bit of PCP at the time.
Started looking into random people's eyes for 10 minutes.
Did some peyote,
like a true page would.
I was talking to Aleister Crowley. We were talking about Satanism. And I was like, let's do PCP and let's look at this Van Gogh piece. that would creep me out though. If I looked at someone's, well, first of all, looking into someone's eyes for 10 minutes,
that's weird.
Would freak me right out, especially if it was someone you didn't know.
I know that's the thing, strangers.
That's what this would be.
Creep me right out because there's got to be a psychological effect there. Because if you just met somebody, even if it was a scientist and they're wearing a white lab coat and they were recording, whatever they're recording data, and you're looking at a scientist's eyes, someone you've never met before, your brain would be like, this is fucking weird. First of all, because I don't know who this person is. Why are they staring in my eyes? What are they thinking?
Yeah.
Do they see how fucking gross I am? Maybe they do.
Well, yeah, Your brain's already running.
Your brain's already running. Right now my brain's running. I'm thinking, I'm going to bury this guy.
I'm going to kill these three guys in the podcast room.
That's why I brought him up here to the Hilton. We're just going to...
Yeah.
We're in room 1210. We're in room 1210 if you're looking for us. If I don't show up for work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Normal thoughts. Cut off his head. Piss into his skull.
Yeah.
You know, keep that as a souvenir. Just normal things. Like, that's not a weird thought.
Put straw in his nose.
Use that as a fucking, that's how you can have a fucking, like, margarita through that thing.
We got a lot of ice in the hotel.
Yeah.
As you do. Okay, and so what's the next debate? Because that would go on forever, because that's so crazy.
True thing. That's a true story.
Well, that's not even tough to do, sitting at the stoplights. Never mind looking across to the girl in the next car.
Oh yeah, that's creepy. Because you're
it's creepy for her.
So then, what's the longest you've ever looked at somebody in the eyes? Can you think about it? Like, I think in a passing glance,
2 minutes, maybe
2. Yeah. Did you see anything?
If you're like right in the middle.
I saw Jesus in her eyes.
Yeah. You're like right in the middle of it, and you're like looking to my eyes.
He was kind of coming down.
30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
At the most, and that's because it's for an experiment, also, because you had to look at
somebody. That's the only time. But it would 10 minutes straight.
That's how long Dave's ever held out. We're not Dave. We'll bleep that out. We'll erase
Jones.
That's how long who?
That's how long Jones has ever held out. 30 seconds, and it's like
a fucking fire tomorrow.
That's what everybody know. My name is Bonham.
I don't know these guys. I've watched porn for 10 minutes and lost my mind. So
porn is boring after 5 minutes.
Like, it's JP Jones.
Porn is pretty boring. JP Jones. But yeah, looking into someone's eyes, I couldn't imagine doing that. But it's true though. I mean, if you did anything for 10 minutes, if you looked at anything for 10 minutes, it's not somebody's eyes. Because if you look at television for 10 minutes straight and don't actually leave your eyes from the screen, your eyes start to get an image sort of like pressed into your brain. When you close your eyes, you see that image.
Like if you look at some paintings on these walls, if you looked at one of those paintings for 10 straight minutes, that fucking thing would move. I guarantee it. Your eyes would start playing all kinds of tricks on you. Because your eyes aren't meant to stay that steady for that long.
No. Everybody's got shifty eyes on the face of the earth, and there's a reason why. So that they don't freak out, number one, and they don't get killed in the hood.
Yeah, this wouldn't go down in the hood.
Fuck you looking at people across. I remember growing up in the hood.
Exactly.
I remember growing up in the hood, and then you'd walk. You'd see. You'd be like a little kid, and you'd be like staring at somebody, and they would look at you, and they'd be like, "Don't stare at me." And you'd be like, "Ah!" And then you realize, okay, I better not stare at people because I'm gonna get killed.
Maybe that's what happened on They Live then. Yeah. Maybe he was just staring at people too much.
Oh, that's true, Roddy Piper.
And then he started seeing lizards, and then obey and
put on the glasses.
Put on the glasses. Best movie ever. If you ever want to see a movie, They Live.
Best fight scene.
One of the best movies I've ever seen. I have it on Blu-ray.
Fourth topic would be David's bring-up topic.
Yeah, let's see.
When Trump
said his name.
Sanders.
You fucker.
Yeah, do a bathroom report.
You know why we're saying his name? Because if you fucking didn't want it done.
I'm getting fired.
That's why.
I'm not getting fired today.
Psychological. It's like to know.